This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Thursday, April 18th. Well, bargain buying allows wheat to bounce back in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat today, though, was the one that rebounded. The bargain buying stepping up, underpinning the futures, certainly after that sharp drop yesterday. And that sent wheat to a one-month low. But the picture still looks pretty bleak for wheat overall. There is no change in global supplies, and they are pretty hefty right now. Competition with Russia is still a problem for the U.S., so it makes it difficult for us to really move some of our supplies. But maybe the short week might offer a little bit of support for the wheat market. It's teetering right around its lows, and we're trying to look for some kind of positive news just to give it a little bit of a lift, certainly before this holiday.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 2 at 447 and a half. May corn was down 0.75 at 358. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 595. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were up 3.5, ranging from 590.5 to 615.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were up 0.25, ranging from 632.5 to 642.5. Live cattle for April were down 22.5 cents at 127.05. April feeder cattle were down 35 cents at 145.30. And April Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1595. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.